This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillahi wahdah. Wa salatu wa salamu ala man la nabiyya ba'dah. Ala man la nabiyya ba'dahu wa la ummata ba'da ummatihi wa la kitaba ba'da kitabih wa la shari'ata ba'da shari'atih. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فإذا قضيت الصلاة فانتشروا في الأرض وابتغوا من فضل الله واذكروا الله كثيرا لعلكم تفلحون صدق الله العظيم. Respected elders and brothers, amongst the beauties of Islam is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not created any dichotomy between the world and the year after, between deen and dunya, between the spiritual and the mundane, between the spirit and the body, and between our personal and collective responsibility. All of this follows under the command of Almighty Allah and under the Sharia. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ne deen or dunya mein koi farak nahi rakha. Deen to deen hi hai. دنیا بھی دین بن سکتا ہے صحیح نیت کے ساتھ اور صحیح طرز عمل کے ساتھ. اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی has given us, we know that what our spiritual acts are, everyone regards it to be part of deen. For example, for us to perform salat, everyone regards it as part of deen. To make zikr, everyone regards it to be part of deen. To make tilawat, everyone regards it to be part of deen. But in our sharia, in our deen, even aspects what are considered to be mundane, considered to be worldly, earning a halal risk, our relationship with our families, our spouses, our children, if it is done, our eating, our sleeping, if it is done with a correct intention, with a correct methodology, that also becomes deen. And that is one of the beauties of our deen. To give you one or two examples with regard to this. Allah Ta'ala in the Holy Quran tells our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ وَإِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ فَارْغَبْ. O Prophet of Almighty Allah, when you have completed your responsibility, فَارْغَبْ, now turn towards Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And turn towards Almighty Allah in coming closer towards Almighty Allah by zikr, tilawat, ibadat. The same will hold to us. When you have completed your worldly task, go and turn towards ibadat. Apne kaam se farigh hokar Allah Ta'ala ki taraf rujoo ho jao. Aur ibadat karo. After you have finished your worldly aspects, go towards ibadat. Look at the beauty. Allah makes mention of both. He does tell us to make ibadat, but tell us after you have completed your worldly responsibilities, go and make ibadat. The ayat which I have recited in the khutbah, Allah Ta'ala, you know, has said, when you have completed your salat, then go and spread in the earth and go and seek Allah's fazl. Here the meaning of Allah's fazl means Allah, go and seek risk. Salat fi farigh hokar, risk hasil karo. One of the sahaba by the name of Malik bin Iraq, or Iraq bin Malik, when he completed his Jumu'ah prayers, he used to stand on the door of the masjid after finishing his Salatul Jumu'ah, and he should say, Allahumma inni ajabtu da'wataka wa sallaytu faridataka wa nashartani kama amartani farzuqni min fadlik fa innahu khairur raziqin. Ya Allah, this is the beauty of deen. Oh Allah, we have responded to your command. Wa sallaytu faridataka, we have read Jumu'ah Salat. Now we are going out in the earth to seek risk, as you have commanded us to do. Grant us risk because you are the best of providers. That is deen. Deen was not only that you perform salat or jummah, which is part of deen. Now Allah Ta'ala tells us you're going out in the path, in the world. That is also part of deen. Now you have to bring Allah's commands. The way you have brought Allah's commands in your jummah salat, now take this and go and bring Allah Ta'ala's commands when you go out into the world. And make that particular world also part of deen. That is the beauty of our deen. So therefore our ulama have made mention that there are two types of ibadat. One ibadat is known as direct ibadat. Direct ibadat is our salat, zikr, tilawat, you know, zakat, hajj, Ramadan, fasting. Everyone regards that to be ibadat. And it is ibadat. Don't ever underestimate any one of this. Today we find many a times modern writers, contemporary writers, they normally scoff at Muslims. They say, you only know how to read namaz, you don't know how to do anything else. They sometimes undermine ibadat, which is very, very unfortunate. In Surah Muddathir, there is an ayat of the Holy Quran. I want you to think about it. Allah Ta'ala says, مَا سَلَكَكُمْ فِي سَقَرَ. Allah Ta'ala, Jahannam walo se puchenge, ab Jahannam mein kyu hai? Allah will ask the people of Jahannam, why are you in Jahannam? قَالُوا لَمْ نَكُمْ مِنَ الْمُسَلِّينَ. We are in Jahannam because we did not perform salat. Hum Jahannam mein isliye hai ki humne salat nahi pa. We did not perform salat. Then it goes on. That's again the beauty of deen, to show you the comprehensiveness. وَلَمْ نَكُوا نُطْعِمُ الْمِسْكِينَ. We are in Jahannam because we did not feed the poor. You are not only in Jahannam because you did not read namaz. You are in Jahannam because you did not read namaz and you did not feed the poor. You do not have sympathy for the poor. The beauty of Islam, that there is no dichotomy. Ye bi deen, ye bi deen. So one is our direct ibadat. Then you get another ibadat that is known as indirect ibadat. Now what is indirect ibadat? Indirect ibadat means our mundane activities of life, which normally will pass off as a human activity. Log kahenge, sab aadmi yehi karte hain. Musalman bhi jo hai khate hain, ghair muslim bhi khate hain, musalman bhi jo hai na wo rozi ki talash mein nikalte hain, ghair muslim bhi rozi ki talash mein nikalte hain. One is mundane activities which are done commonly by all types of people, Muslim and non-Muslim. But a Muslim, by his correct intention and his correct methodology, he turns that into ibadat. So he eats. But he eats because he wants to eat to gain strength to remember Allah Ta'ala. Wo isliye khata hai ke jo hai na usse hame nasho numa milega aur Allah Ta'ala ke ibadat karenge. Now that particular eating becomes an ibadat, provided the eating is done with a correct intention and you're eating halal. Then that whole particular aspect becomes an ibadat. Our rozi, earning our risk, becomes an ibadat if we do it correctly. Look at how Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam had said, talabul halali faridatun ba'da al farida. The earning of halal risk is a religious obligation after the primary religious obligation. Halal risk ka kamana ye deeni fariza hai, lekin kab? Dusre deeni farais ko anjam pane ke baad, usko karne ke baad. So halal risk is a religious obligation after you have completed your salat, your zakat, and your roza. Now look at this beautiful hadith. Let's look at this beauty. Firstly, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not say talabul mali faridatun. He didn't say the acquiring of wealth is a religious obligation. He said the acquiring of halal risk is a religious obligation. That means not every acquisition of wealth is halal. Not every accumulation of wealth is a farida. He said that is which is halal. Now who's going to determine halal? Halal is not going to be determined by you and I. You can't be the referee and the player at the same time. Right? So who's going to determine halal? Halal jo hai na wo kab kon ye faisla karega ki ye halal hai ya haram? Allah Ta'ala karega. Allah Ta'ala ne yehi nahi farmaya talabul mali faridatun. Mal ka kamana dini fariza hai. Halal ka kamana dini fariza hai. And when a person earns halal, so therefore stay away from haram. Stay away from deception. Laysa minna man ghashana. He is not from amongst us. He deceives people. Logon ko jo dhoka dene wale hai, wo hum mein se nahi. Wo humare ummat mein se nahi. Stay away from interest. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam had said that whoever takes interest, fa'adhanu bi harbin min Allahi wa rasooli. Let him declare war against Allah and his Rasul. Wo Allah Ta'ala ke saath aur Rasul ke saath jang kar raha hai. Now, talabul halali faridatun. Now your intention of earning halal risk is to look after yourself, look after your family, look after your children. That becomes now a dini act. It becomes sawab, it becomes reward. One day Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sitting in a gathering. In that gathering, while they were sitting, one young person ran past, several times past that gathering. One Sahabi said, "Ya Rasulullah, if this young person could have used this effort and this enthusiasm that he's showing in the path of Almighty Allah, jihad meh, ya Allah ta'ala ki raah meh, is taqat ko istimal kar le, to kaise behtar hoga? Kaise behtar hota?" To Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if he is using this effort, though that he must not beg from anyone else, if he is showing this enthusiasm to look after his aging parents, if he is looking and showing this effort to look after abawayni saghirain, to look after his so small children, that he must care for their needs, فَهُوَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, he is in the path of Allah. He is in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala in the Holy Quran has made mention of traveling for the sake of in the path of Allah and traveling for the sake of business together in the Holy Quran. In Surah Muzammil. وَآخَرُونَ يَذْرِبُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ يَبْتَغُونَ مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ, those who travel in the path of Almighty Allah seeking halal risk. وَآخَرُونَ يُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, and those who travel in the path of Almighty Allah, in the path of Almighty Allah making jihad. Allah Ta'ala ne unko saath bayan farmaya. Allah has made mention of them together. And then when a person, now when a person does all that, Allah Ta'ala gives him that reward. Subhanallah. It must be a proper risk. You know, and you earn risk for the proper way. You know, not that we make the dunya our be all and the end all of all our activities. Agar dunya mein lag gaye to Allah Ta'ala ko bhul gaye. When we become part of earning our halal risk, we forgot Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And today people are like that. They only think of worldly things. You know, everything is only about success. Those who are good, sometimes you find a person, he's a great human being. He's got such good conduct. But he hasn't got great amount of bank balance. Never mind other people, he also say, I'm not a success. Why are you not a success? I haven't done well in this world. People don't look upon him as a success. But look at that, Allah Ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, كل نفس ذائقة الموت فمن زحزها عن النار وادخل الجنة فقد فاز. He who has led a life where he has managed to save himself from the fire of Jahannam and entered into Jannah, فقد فاز, he is successful. چاہے ایک کوری بھی نہ ہو. The person who has earned and lived a life that he has made himself worthy of Jannah and he has made himself worthy of staying away from Jahannam, he is successful. Today everything is only about dunya. They say this is one humorous incident. A person was sitting very depressed. I'm saying, why are you depressed, man? Why are you sitting so depressed? He said, you know what happened? By 6 months ago, my grand uncle passed away. And then because of that, my uncle, my grandfather inherited. Now everyone also sometimes going to India for inheritance. Now when he came there, he said, I got, you know, 300,000 rand. 3 lakh rand, mujhe mila. Out of that inheritance. He said, "Acha, now why are you depressed?" He said, two months ago, something else happened. My land got sold in India. And the person who was looking after the land in India, he also, or maybe in my hometown, he also passed away. I got 500,000 rand. He said, now why are you depressed? He said, this month no one passed away. Now we make everything, our happiness was solely about that. Now, how this is direct ibadat, indirect ibadat. Indirect ibadat, as I told you, niyat is correct, methodology is correct, yeh bhi deen ka hissa. Now just look at between the two, what is the ta'alluq, what is the relationship? Our ulama say, we get spiritual energy from our direct ibadat. Huh? We get spiritual energy from our direct ibadat. Salat parkar, our spiritual energy becomes great. Now when your spiritual energy becomes great with direct ibadat, you take that spiritual energy and now you utilize it when you go out in the world to make your worldly activities, your indirect ibadat. You use your spiritual energy from namaz, roza, zakat, tilawat. You use that energy to make your activities in the world into ibadat. The energy that you get from your namaz, etc., now you take that energy, now when you go out in this world, us ruhani taqat ko jo hai na aap istemal karke dunya ko bhi deen banao. Dunya ko bhi akhirat ka zariya banao. Now you use that and you make your dunya also. Therefore, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, At-tajiru as-saduq al-amin ma'an nabiyyin was-siddiqin was-shuhada. The honest trader, he will be in the company of the anbiya. He will be the company of the pious people. He will be in the company of the martyrs. And the one who earns, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one day, he saw a person who was, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam met a person whose hands was very rough. Very rough. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, why is your hands rough? So Nabi said, Ya Rasulullah, my hands are rough because I work. I'm a laborer. Main kaam karta ho, rozi ki talash mein, I work in the mines. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took his hands, kissed it, and said, Al-Kahasibu Habibullah. Whoever strives to earn a halal risk, he is beloved to Allah. Now you use your ibadat that you gain from namaz, roza, zakat, and you go into the world and you use that spiritual energy to make dunya also deen. So there is no dichotomy. This is what Allah Ta'ala wants. Deen to deen hai, ibadat to ibadat hai, make our world also ibadat. Today this is not happening. We think that in a namaz, in our salat, in masjid, we must be mu'min. Outside we are not mu'min. Then we can do however we want. Mal come out, jistara se come out. Go and earn wealth however you want. So Allah Ta'ala has given us this balance. So one balance is the balance between our mundane and spiritual life. Another balance which is very important, and I will just use as my last point and to conclude, is our personal life and our collective life. We've got one responsibility to make ourselves pious. Right? And at the end of the day, Allah Ta'ala will question us about our individual a'mal. Infiradi a'mal ki upar hisab hoga. وَلَقَدْ جِئْتُمُونَا فُرَادًا كَمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ. You will come to Allah alone the way you are born alone. The way you are born alone. Us waqt koi nahi tha aapke saath. Qabr mein bhi koi nahi hoga aapke saath. You will become alone to me the way you were born alone. Then you will not be able to say, the environment was not right. You have to say, did you follow Allah's command or not? You won't be able to say, logo ne mujhe bataya nahi. No one told me to do good. There you have to then account alone for your deeds. Your individual. But Allah has also made for all of us, my dear respected brothers, together with our individual responsibility, Allah has made a responsibility for each and every one of us, that we must collectively do something for the world and the environment that we are staying in. Musliman ko kaam yehi nahi ke sirf infiradi taur par ibadat kare. Muslim is not he only on his individual self he becomes pious. He looks around to make the environment around him and the people around him also pious. Al-Muslimu alladhi yukhalitu an-nas wa yasbiru ala adahum khayrun min al-Muslimi alladhi la yukhalitu an-nas wa la yasbiru ala adahum. Muslim alladhi yukhalitu an-nas, who mingles with people, intermingles with people, show good deeds with people, good akhlaq with people, meet with Muslims, meet with non-Muslims, show people the akhlaq of Islam. And then when he mingles, he gains inconvenience. He has to listen. Kisi ne kaha ka aap aise hai, aap waise hai. When he mingles with people, you bear inconvenience in intermingling with people. That is why many people say, but I only go to the masjid, I don't involve myself with anyone else. I only go masjid, I don't involve myself with anyone else. That's not a way of a Muslim. A Muslim who mingles with people and he bears with patience the difficulty that comes with mingling with people, he is better than that Muslim, لا يخالط الناس, who doesn't mingle with people, ولا يصبر على أذاهم, he doesn't have to bear patiently the inconvenience that he gets from other people. And there is our responsibility. All the time we are worried with regard to the welfare of other people. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, subhanallah, despite being the prophet of Almighty Allah, despite being such a great prophet, despite being all of that, one day there was a noise that emanated in Madinah Munawwara. I'm amazed by this incident. I have made mention of it so many times in my talks, that one day there was a noise that emanated in Madinah Munawwara. Log ghabra gaye, people started getting frightened. Where did this happen? Did someone come and attack Madinah Munawwara? Is there, some harm that has come to Madinah Munawwara? What is happening? So everyone came out of their homes very apprehensively and with fright and with difficulty. They all came out. So when they came out of their house with fright, what did they see? Subhanallah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam on his horseback. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam telling Ahle Medina, O people of Medina, don't worry. Don't worry. I went to go and see where the noise was coming from. There is no fear. Go and return back to your home safely. Brothers, who amongst us will say that that is also a sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Kya ye sunnat nahi hai? Is this not the sunnah? Or will we, when something happens like that, there's a difficulty in the town, we will also go and lock ourselves up in the house? The Nabi of Allah didn't say that, why must I worry about the noise? He went to go and see what was the noise, and he was the first person to go and see. And he came and told people, don't worry. If there is a difficulty in the town, if there is a challenge in the town, if there is a challenge in the country, it's our responsibility to put our shoulder to the wheel and to do something. That is a Muslim. You have to play a role with regard to the collective good. وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضٍ. The believers are helpers and protectors of one another. Musalman ek dusre ki madad karte hai. Kis tarah se? يَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. They help one another to do good. وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. They help one another to stay away from evil. وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ. They help one another to perform salat. So if you are not playing your role in terms of the collective, you are not fulfilling your responsibility as a believer. And part of the responsibility with regard to, you know, our situation with regard to in our countries, we have a collective, we have our jamaats, we have our jamiats, we got our institutions. It's part, you can't go and say, I'm only supposed to do my infiradi and my individual acts and that's it, finish. You have to play a role for the collective. See to it that our jamaats are properly run. Today we don't have big, you know, we don't have Islamic countries, we don't have khilafat. Where is the collective infrastructure of the Muslims nowadays? It is in our Muslim jamaats, it's in our masjid jamaats, it's in our town jamaats. If we don't have this, my dear respected brothers, let me tell you, if you don't have the collective infrastructure, our jamiats, our jamaats, our town structures, our committees, if we don't have that, I take a qasam, after a decade or two, individually you won't be practicing Islam. If you don't have your jamaats together, individually, South America Muslims, when they were children of Sahaba, they didn't make effort towards the collective. Individually they were good people. The next generation were good people. After that, Islam withered away. So in conclusion, I said, what did I say in the beginning? That our deen is, there is no dichotomy between deen and dunya. No dichotomy between the individual and the collective. It is part of our deen. I gave examples that when a sahabi got up and after he finishes first salat on Jummah, he said, Ya Allah, you told me to perform Jummah salat, I have performed it. Now I'm going out to go and seek halal risk as you have commanded me. So our deen is deen, our ibadat is also part of our deen, and our worldly life we must bring it in conjunction with our deen. And then individually we have our responsibility towards Almighty Allah, and we have our collective responsibility. Ye sab milkar jab hoga na, to fir dindar banenge hum. If we got all of these things together, fulfill our ibadat in the masjid, see to it that we obey Allah's commands in the marketplaces and in the world, and we do individual ibadat, and we make an effort to bring the collective a'mal and the collective system of deen into our communities, then we have fulfilled our responsibility. May Allah give us a tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.